Thanks, Ian. Okay, this is the Genie Award nominations. Hi, we're talking to Sarah Dubois Phillips with the Academy of Canadian Cinema and Television. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions, Sarah, about the immediate release that we got. I wanted to ask about what's the function of the Academy of Canadian Cinema and Television?
The Academy, most people are familiar with the Academy in the States, which gives away the Academy Awards. We're similar in that we promote Canadian film and television, and we do the Genies, which are Canada's film awards, and the Geminis, which are Canada's television awards. So we also do the Prix Jumeau, which are Quebec's television awards. So our mandate is to promote Canadian film and television nationally and internationally, and to help Indigenous filmmakers promote their films and get their films out there, and to, you know, create a public awareness of Canadian film to the general public.
I see. Do you take any part of the funding of Canadian films?
No, we don't. We're a nonprofit organization, so any ticket sales or whatever are not given to our organization at all.
Oh, rather. So the function of your organization is more of a publicity sort of a function.
Yeah, we sort of do the public relations for Canadian film and television, but we're, as I said again, we're definitely non-profit.
And I was wondering, how are the Genie Award nominations determined?
Okay, when films are entered for the Genies, they go through initial criteria, which means they have to have a certain amount of Canadians on the film in a certain area of amount of categories. Then what happens is they go to a jury process, and the juries take place in Toronto and are made up of film and television or film personnel from across Canada. And what happens is the jury will screen all of the films, and then they will decide who is obviously best qualified for to be nominated. After they are nominated, there's usually five in each category, but that can differ depending on how many has been entered. Then they will go to our membership. So we have screenings across Canada, and all Academy members will screen the films and vote.
I see.
So that's how they're determined. So it's a fair process as possibly can be. I mean, you know, the Academy tries to ensure that everything is done in a fair and unbiased manner.
I see. So how many people are actually involved in this voting process?
Okay, in the voting process, in Canada, we have close to 3,000 or 20, between 2,500 and 3,000 Academy members. And these are the only people that can vote. So, when it comes to voting, just Joe Blow or whatever can't have a vote, so it's usually done by professionals, as I say, in the craft area. For instance, for direction, directors vote for direction. Cinematography, cinematographers vote for cinematography.
I see. I understand that two British Columbia feature films received the most nominations this year.
That's
right. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
Sure. Harmony Cats and The Lotus Eaters, both of which have been getting a lot of media attention. Lotus Eaters was filmed on Galliano Island, and first-time director Paul Shapiro was the director, and the two producers were Sharon McGowan and Peggy Thompson. Peggy Thompson also wrote the screenplay. And it's sort of not a coming-of-age story, but it's sort of set in the 60s, and it's just a rather interesting, magical little story that is, as I said again, set on Galliano Island. And it's exciting because a lot of people most of the people that worked on The Lotus Eaters were BC. And so that's exciting for us because, as you know, a lot of films that are made in Vancouver are American productions.
That's
that
true.
That use our crews. However, they are, either movies of the week or American. So, things like The Lotus Eaters and Harmony Cats are very exciting for people in our industry.
Why do you think BC has had such a strong showing this year as far as the Genie nominations have gone so far?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, I think every year it depends on what is entered. This year there's a number of high-quality films, But I think that, you know, there's always this, a perception that there's an Eastern bias when it comes to film and television. And mm-hmm. I think this year it finally reflects that the West is coming into its own. You know, the products that we're producing are incredibly impressive. And if people actually go out and see the film and say, wow, this is Canadian and great, it's Western Canadian. So I think that in that way, you know, there's a lot more recognition of Western Canadian films, and that was definitely reflected this year. And also, I mean, if you see Harmony Cats and Lotus Eaters, they're very special films that are sort of, you know, on the upside. I think people like to see happy movies once in a while.
And what is the Claude Jutra Award? Because I read that there were six BC directors in the running for that.
That's right. The Claude Jutra Award is for any director who is working, or it's his first time film. Basically, it's for any director who may have directed a TV movie or dramas on television, but have never actually directed a feature film. So that is the criteria. So six out of the eight who are entered into this year's Claude Jutra, or who are up for the Claude Jutra, are from BC. And I can tell you who they are. The people that are up for the Claude Jutra Award are David Hoka for Impolite, and that's a BC film production. Nicholas Kendall, Cadillac Girls. He's also from BC. Cadillac Girls was actually shot in Nova Scotia. John Poser from The Grocer's Wife, which is a very interesting film. And Paul Shapiro, The Lotus Eaters, Robert Turner, Digger. And that's it. So they're all worthwhile films to see. A lot of them right now are not in the theaters, but are available if you go into the video store. And the other one, sorry, the sixth, is Harvey Crossland and The Burning Season.
What is this the first year that the Claude Jutra Award, did it just start this year?
Yes, it did. This is the first year. And again, if I could just tell you how the Claude Jutra Award is jurored, it's not done by the general Academy membership. It's done by a special award comprised of directors from all across Canada. So they will be choosing who the recipient will be this year.
I see. What's the significance of the Genie Award, Gala Awards presentation being held in Montreal this year, as opposed to Toronto?
Well, I think that it reflects the fact that, you know, Toronto has a very strong and has always had a very strong film industry. And I think the fact that it's in Montreal is great. I mean, it's great for Montreal. I mean, you know, the Genies are a Canadian event. They're Canadian awards, and I don't think that they should always be held in Toronto. I think they should move around. Our goal out here in the West is eventually to have the Genies either in Vancouver or Manitoba or Calgary or Alberta. It's, you know, it's hard and it's expensive, and there's, you know, there are a lot of variables. However, I do feel that the Genies are a truly national event, and therefore should not always be held in Toronto.
And what's that event that's happening in Vancouver on the same day?
Oh, again, for the first time this year, there's going to be a satellite to the Vancouver Gala, which is at CBC Studio 40.
And that's on December 12th?
It's on December the 12th, and we are selling tickets for people that are interested in it. But what we're doing is we're profiling Harmony Cats from the event. Lisa Brockoff, who is one of the stars of the show, will be singing there. And they're just going to satellite in from Montreal and sort of just profile Harmony Cats, as, you know, because it's up for one of the best films this year.
I see. Okay, I think that's just about all. Thanks for your time, Sarah.
Okay. Sorry, I was just fried just then.
That's all right. It's nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Love it.